counting down the best of the rest from 2013.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from the Ketamine.
This is Christina Martin.
What's up, this is Shad.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, it's Seth Smith from Dog Day.
This is Dub Maddox, and you're listening to the Earshot 20, all the way from Canada to you, the National. Big up, everybody.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland in a very special episode. We are counting down the best of the rest from 2013 in preparation for our top 20 of 2013 next week, where we'll be joined by lots of great artists, and also Stephen Karlick will be back with his countdowns for the year, probably some best and all the rest for them over at Exclaim. So it'll be pretty exciting. And this would be the first year that we've done a show like this to count down some of the other tracks that didn't quite make the top 20. And it's pretty exciting. Lots of great stuff. Stuff you've heard from before. Stuff you may not have.
I think probably most of the things we'll be playing today are things that charted within the program over the year, but they maybe only charted for a couple of weeks. So they're a little lower in the top 200 of the year. So we're going to go through today and bring you some of our favorites from there, some of the highlights from the below the top 20 and the rest of the top 200. And we'll play selections from that over the next 2 hours. And then next week, really exciting program, probably one of the most fun programs of the year, where we bring you the top 20 records of the year, try to chat with as many of those artists as we can, and just have a good time.
Just see what they were up to, what they did for New Year's, what their plans are. And of course, these charts, as always, come from earshot-online.com. And Brian will let you know what you find if you go to that website.
This is the best time to start off, to let you know what it's all about. Kicking off 2014, and listen from here. Good starting point, I'd say.
Wouldn't great start. It's a great start.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week, except over the holidays, which is why we're doing this show at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50 and other published charts, including regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations every single week, as well as weekly genre reports, which include electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns, which we're doing today. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. And of course, if you go there, you can find the best of 2013 wrap-up as presented by Earshot. And they asked fans and listeners and readers of Earshot, other radio stations, who was the best, who is the most overrated, and who was the most underrated, what was your favorite release. And you can go there and join in that conversation and see what some other folks are saying on Twitter and email and all that sort of stuff. Also worth mentioning that there are top lists for all the genres that you can go read for the year. So you can find out the top releases for all those different genres that I just mentioned, electronic, hip hop, jazz, etc. And you can find that at earshot-online.com. 40 radio stations submitting charts throughout the year in total and submitting to these lists. So that's sort of how it comes all together. And yeah, let's just kick it off. At number 200, we're not going to hear, but I think it's worth mentioning, 200 was Wildlife, just coming in under the wire, their release On the Heart out on Wax Records. And we're going to skip all the way up to number 193. This might be one that I'm not sure if we did play on the show. Might have been 1 week. A really good release by Jill Barber, but I suppose some stations didn't quite jump right on it because it was a bunch of French songs.
I think that I recall. She released. I think I recall 1 week.
I think so. It's called Chanson. We're going to hear a track called Pleu Bleu Que Les Jeux, and then we will skip past CFCF and Outside. We'll skip past Eloquent. We'll slip past Dark Side, which is one we've heard for a few weeks back, to number 185, the Abramson Singers, who we definitely heard from 1 or 2 weeks in a row, and their album Late Riser. You're going to hear Lose Lose, and then we're going to move on up the charts past Stars, past Deltron 3030, past Boats, Marblemouth EP, to 177 to hear from Maylie Todd. Definitely one that I was enjoying in the earlier parts of the year, and an album called Escapeology, and the most excellent lead track from that record, the single off of that record, Baby's Got It, at number 177.
Now, I had an opportunity to talk to her at when the record came out, and it was great to chat with her. So
really cool album, definitely made a splash around Earshot and at our station specifically. So definitely interested to see what happens in the new year. And I actually had a chance to see her also at jazz,
in real life?
At a jazz festival. And I can't remember where I was. Winnipeg?
It was that exciting that you were taken aback. You were like, oh my God, it's Maley Todd. And now you can't remember.
Well, I can't remember what festival was at, but anyway, it was at a jazz festival.
Exciting. Stick
around. I think it was Winnipeg.
Stick around. Best of the rest for 2013. Here's Joe Barber on the Earshot 20.
Number 193.
Plus bleu que le bleu de tes yeux, je ne vois rien de mieux, même le bleu des cieux. Plus blanc que tes cheveux dorés, ne peut s'imaginer, même le blond des blés. Plus pur que ton souffle si doux, le vent même au mois d'août, ne peut être plus doux. Plus fort que mon amour pour toi, la mer même en furie, s'en approche pas. Plus bleu que le bleu de tes yeux, je ne vois rien de mieux, même le bleu des cieux. Si un jour tu devais t'en aller et me quitter, mon destin changerait tout à coup, tout, 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 tout. Plus gris que le gris de ma vie, rien ne serait plus gris, pas même un ciel de pluie. Plus noir que le noir de mon cœur, la terre en profondeur n'aurait pas sa noirceur. Plus vide que mes jours sans toi, aucun gouffre sans fond ne s'en approchera. Plus long que mon chagrin d'amour, même l'éternité près lui serait court. Plus gris que le gris de ma vie, rien ne serait plus gris, pas même un ciel de pluie. En attendant de penser, je sais bien, au lendemain, à quoi bon se compliquer la vie, puisqu'aujourd'hui. Plus bleu que le bleu de tes yeux, je ne vois rien de mieux, même le bleu des cieux. Plus blond que tes cheveux dorés, ne peut s'imaginer, même le blond des plaies. Plus pur que ton souffle si doux, le vent même au mois d'août, ne peut être plus doux. Plus fort que mon amour pour toi, la mer même en furie, n'en approche pas. Plus bleu que le bleu de tes yeux, je ne vois que les rêves que m'apportent tes yeux.
This is the best of the rest on the Earshot 20, number 185.
Deep in the walls I heard. Earshot 20.
Number 177.
Yeah.
Earshot 20.
And if you're just tuning in, we are counting down some of our favorites that fell within the top 200 of Earshot's 2013 below the 20 in the rest of the list. And you heard at number 177, Maylee Todd from Escapeology, the excellent Baby's Got It. You heard at number 185, the Abramson Singers from Late Riser, a track called Lose Lose. And starting off the show this week was 193, Jill Barber's Chanson and a track called Pleu Bleu Que Les Jeux.
Talk about some great tracks. And as Brian said, you're listening to the best of the rest, a lead up to our top 20 of 2013 show, which will air next week. And we're excited about that as well. But now taking you through some of the albums and artists who didn't quite make it to the 20 mark. And I know that 200 seems like quite a far way away from 20, but all of these artists had some good stints on the charts. And some of them that we're going to play today, I'm actually quite surprised didn't make it into the top 20 because they stayed on the charts for quite a while.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of these releases are going to be from 2012, most of them from 2013. But the way that the charting works is that they're not necessarily 2013 records. They're the records that charted in 2013. So some of those late releases are coming in somewhere in the middle of the pack. And also some things that are a little lower from 2013 might continue charting over the next few weeks and come into 2014. We'll be talking about them a year from now.
Cool.
Yeah.
And as Brian mentioned earlier in the program, if you go to earshot-online.com, you can find all kinds of great stuff, including a conversation about some of the albums that made the top or that were overrated, underrated. And you can join that conversation. You can also converse with us online if you'd like at earshot20. That's our handle on Twitter, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and earshot20@gmail.com. All the great ways to reach out and get in touch with us. Keep the countdown going now, and we're going to move on. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
All right. As we say, we just left off at number 177. We're going to make a big jump all the way to number 155. But of course, lots of great releases that we played throughout the year. In amongst there, we're going to skip number 167, Pick a Piper and his self-titled debut record. At number 166 was The Excellent Eye by Babysitter. And, you know, we had some lots of other things. The Damn Truth. We're at number 157, The Grapes of Wrath. We're at number 156, who Anthony talked with earlier in the year. Great guys. Nick Cave and the Bad Seas at 160. And we're going to go all the way to 155 to hear from Pup and their self-titled debut. And a track from that record called Cul-de-Sac. And then we're going to go to number 148 and hear from Halifax's Jenna Lauren from her On Personhood EP, a track called Anchor Down.
And stick around. It's the best of the rest on the Earshot 20.
Number 155.
Yeah!
number 148.
See your shot 20.
And that was number 148 of the top 200 of 2013 on Earshot. Gianna Lauren, her On Personhood EP and a track called Anchor Down. And before that, you heard at number 155, Pop from their self-titled debut, a track called Cul-de-Sac.
We're getting you prepped for the top 20 of 2013. The program will air next week, and so you want to stick around for that. But right now, counting down some of the albums that didn't quite make it into the top 20 but are sitting on the top 200 from earshot-online.com. You should check out that website. And big thanks to all the stations that not only air this program, but also chart, which make this show possible. And we're able to do this every week for you, count down the biggest albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. So thank you to them. And big thanks to the NCRA for making this possible as well, because without their support and funding, we wouldn't, you and I'd be out of a job.
Absolutely. And of course, all the hard work of all the people that are involved in Earshot, all the contributors, all the folks behind the scenes on that website, really hard work. And yeah, a lot goes into making that website, and which allows us to do this program, as you mentioned. Yeah.
Moving on now to the next album and artist. Are seahorses real?
Are you really?
Yeah, seahorses.
Are seahorses real?
Yeah, I don't think they're real.
They are real.
I think they're like mermaids. How can you have a seahorse?
Are you being serious?
No, not really.
Okay. Sometimes I don't know with you.
Like when I thought that David Bowie was part... Was it David Bowie that I... Oh, I didn't know Bono was part of U2. Is that what it was?
At one point in time,
yeah.
You thought silly things. You're much more... you're much more aware.
I've educated myself a little bit more on music since starting to do this.
This was many years ago at this point. Yeah, we're going to jump all the way up to number 129. At number 145 was Godspeed You Black Emperor and their Polaris Prize winning Alleluia Don't Bend Ascend. At number 139 was The Bell Game and Ritual Tradition Habit. At number 136 was Data Romance and Other... And TV Freaks, their 2 record is at number 130. We're going to hear from number 129, another excellent self-titled debut on Mint Records. This one coming from Tough Age, and you're going to hear a track called Seahorse, as Anthony alluded to. We're going to skip past number 128, Saltlands, I Thought It Was Us, But It Was All of Us, to number 127, Ryan Hemsworth, and his record on Last Gang Records, Guilt Trips. You're going to hear a track called Weird Life.
You're going to want to stick around. There's lots more great music on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 129. Is the best of the rest on the Earshot 20, number 127. Ta, ta. Ta. Ta.
It's Earshot 20.
That was number 127 on the top 200 of 2013 list. Ryan Hemsworth and a track from Guilt Trips called Weird Life. And starting off that set of music was Seahorse by Tough Age. Their self-titled debut comes in at number 129.
Still lots of great music to bring you here on this countdown as we count up from 200 to 21, just before the first mark of the 20, and that'll be coming next week when we do the top 20 of 2013. But we're prepping you for that, giving you a taste of some of the albums and artists that didn't quite make that top 20 mark, but are still on the top 200 of 2013. And lots and lots of artists on this list. If you haven't been over to earshot-online.com, you should go over and check out this this great list. Lots of great albums, lots of stuff that we've played before on this show throughout the year, and some stuff that, interestingly enough, it's on the list. I don't think we played it because it kind of sat just below the top 20 mark as we were moving through, and not everything. We can't play the whole top 50 every week because that would take mountains of time that I don't know if people would be able to listen to a show that long. I know you guys do here at our home base at local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick. Annually, the radio station does a top 107.3 album countdown for the year. And I know that Brian is really involved with that and goes, I'm sure you probably go a little stir crazy after a while.
It's a special kind of beast, that radio show. That can really only happen once a year. I essentially say that it's a show that we look forward to for maybe 300 days of the year, and then we do it, and then we question our life decisions by about hour 7 of the 9-hour program, and then for the next month we say, why did we do this? And then for another next 300 days, then we say, hey, can't wait till next year, because we get such great feedback. There was tons of listeners yesterday, lots of people giving us phone calls and contributing online and everything. It's definitely it's a lot of fun.
It's good times. And I'm sure that other radio stations probably partook in something similar to that. And so good on you for paying homage to your local artists and those who are charting with you. And we're going to move on now. A couple more tracks to bring you before this hour of the program is complete. We move on to, I was going to say the top 10, but that's not true. We're going to move on to the next 10 of the program after this. But first, three more tracks, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming in.
All right, we just left off at number 127, and we're going to keep on going up, skipping past number 123, which was Said the Whale's I Love You EP, which came out earlier in the year. And of course, you can expect their full-length record a lot higher up the list. We'll get to that one much later. At number 117, you're going to hear from Dog Day and their most recent record, Fade Out, which again is one of those records that will probably keep charting over the next couple of weeks into the beginnings of 2014, because it only just came out in the first little bit of December. Definitely one of those records that is getting a lot of support across the campus community radio spectrum and would have been charting a lot higher if it came out earlier in the year. You're going to hear a track called Before Us, and after that, we'll let you know what you heard when we return.
Stick around. There's still more to come on the best of the rest of 2013 here on the Earshot 20.
Number 117. Thank you. Number 104.
Brimstone in my garden. I found roses set on brothers and I, well, I found what's best for me. And now I see no tragedy. And I, well, I found a burning rose. And now I won't be packing little pistols. No, no, no.
Number 94.
Come on, come on.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was number 94, Dub Maddox, from his most recent record of 2013, Rebel Massive, in a track called Ease the Pressure. Before that, you heard from Mother Mother and the Sticks at number 104, in a track called Little Pistols, that one coming out pretty late in 2012. And late towards the end of this year, in December, was Dog Day and their newest record, Fade Out, a track called Before Us. That comes in at number 117. We're going to skip on up to number 89 when we come back, and I'll tell you all the way up to number 90. At number 93, Devendra Banhart. At number 92, Doldrums. At number 91, Adams for Peace. And at number 90, Mac DeMarco with Mac DeMarco 2.
All right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20, and we're counting down the best of the rest from the top 200 of 2013 in preparation for our show next week, which is the top 20 of 2013. So you're not going to want to miss that. We've counted down about half of that list already in this first hour of the program, and a little bit about the program. The Earshot 20 is recorded live and broadcast out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, on the campus radio station here from 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio partners, and we'd like to give them a shout-out right now.
Hey, you could be listening to us this year on Bay of Islands Radio in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, CHLY in Nanaimo, BC, CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, CFBX in Kamloops, BC, CFUV in Victoria, BC, CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, CHSR in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, CJSF in Burnaby, BC, CKTZ in Mason's Landing, BC, Cape Radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia, The Scope, East Coast Kitchen Party.net, Radio Laurier, and Small Town Radio. And also, thank you to some of the new stations that are going to be airing us in 2014. Have about three stations at this point that are going to be new partners to the program. And so if they're starting with this show, welcome.
Great to have you on board. And there could be a couple other ways you're listening to this program. You might be downloading it from radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can also podcast this show through iTunes. When we return, we continue the countdown of the best of the rest from the top 200 of 2013. So stick around for that. We'll be right back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.